I'm interviewing my father, Turaj Bedi. First question, very briefly tell us where you're from.
I am from Iran. I was born in Abadan, which is located in the southwest part of Iran, adjacent to Iraq, actually.
Very interesting. How long did you live in Iran before moving to the U.S.?
I was born in 1963, and I moved to the United States in 1979, so I was 15 or 16 years old when I left Iran.
Can you tell me about your childhood and how it might be different from someone's childhood of my age?
Well, first of all, I lived in Abadan and my mom and dad and my sister, who's 6 years older than me. The Abadan was pretty much dominated by oil company. They own pretty much everything in my hometown. My dad worked for oil company, as pretty much everyone in my hometown worked for oil company. It was a great childhood. It was all about sports, country club, friendship, having fun. Unlike what most people think of my country, it was loads of fun. We rode our bikes everywhere, played soccer, we swam, we hung out. It was a great childhood. I had a great first 15 years of my life living over there.
What are some family traditions that you left behind and you miss from your childhood?
Wow, well, it's definitely a different culture when you talk about Iranians and Americans. And I was, I guess, I'm fortunate enough to witness both cultures. In my country, your parents are not as close to you as American parents are. Our dad is usually just a father figure, which pretty much rules the whole entire house. We just went to school, which was our job, and what I miss most is the fact that things were so safe and so great to grow up there. There are some cities in the United States that you can say, okay, oh, it's a great place to raise a kid. But my hometown was just fantastic to raise a kid. It was safe. There was no crime. Everyone knew each other, and you knew where your kid was. My dad, mom and dad always knew where I was. And the town was so small that you can ride your bike from one end of the town to the other. You were always hanging out with your friends. You don't come home till like 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and no one ever questioned you because everyone knew where you were, and things were just really fun. It was just a fun town to grow up in. You never needed a car. All you needed was a bicycle to just ride to your friend's house. So there was no alcohol. We didn't drink. We never even thought about drinking. So it was, there were like two or three schools in my hometown, and everybody just knew each other. It was just a very nice town to grow up in.
Just innocent fun.
Very innocent fun, yes.
So eventually you were forced to leave your country. Why was this?
So normally, the way things works out in Iran, most parents let their children finish high school. They graduate from high school and they send them to the States to go to college. After college, kids come back, and just like their parents, they work for the oil company and have pretty much the same life as their parents. And that was the plan for me. My sister moved to the United States after she graduated high school in 1976 was going to college here, and the plan was for me to leave Iran after I graduated high school. However, there was obviously for some of you who actually know about the history of my country, there was a revolution in 1978, and there were a lot of killings, and my parents decided that they were going to speed up that process of sending me to the United States. So what they did was, in 1970, towards the tail end of 1978, they decided that it was time for me to leave because it wasn't safe. So they sent me here to live with my sister and her husband. I arrived here in September of 1979 when I was a sophomore in high school.
Can you recall a specific experience during this time, during the revolution, where you felt frightened, or maybe you felt like, oh my gosh, I actually need to get out of here. It's getting dangerous.
Absolutely, I do. I remember I was going shopping with my mom. We were in the middle of the street, and we were walking. And it's not, and Iran isn't like the United States, where you go to a shopping center or to a mall to go shopping. There are stores in the streets that, you know, you just go through the streets. I mean, if you can imagine Manhattan and the way you go shopping in Manhattan from store to store, that's how my hometown was. And as I was as we were going shopping, I witnessed a car driving by and started shooting at innocent people, and I was frozen as I'm watching people getting killed in front of me and probably a few feet from me. And all I remember is my mom grabbed my hand and just dragged me into a store. And we were just waiting for things to quiet down. I remember that clearly. And I think that was the moment my mom and dad decided that it's time for me to leave, because our lives were in danger.
Oh, it's very dramatic. Very dramatic experience. So you said you came here when you were about 15 or 16. Mm-hmm. What was your first impression of the U.S. from such a young perspective?
Well, I was terrified, to be totally honest with you. I came here when I was 16 years old, 15 or 16 years old. I arrived here in September, and the plan was for me to start high school in January, second semester, at Shaw, and I couldn't speak English. It was a totally brand new atmosphere and environment for me. My mom and dad left me here by myself, living with my sister shortly after we arrived. So it was a lot of unknown, and it was pretty terrifying. So you can imagine if you are 15 or 16 years old and you go dropped off in a foreign country. So it was very scary at first.
And how were you treated by Americans when you got here?
Well, I was fortunate enough that I went to Shaw High School, and in November of 1978, Iranians took Americans for hostage in Iran. So the relationship between Iran and the United States was not very good. But I went to a Catholic high school, and I was treated very well. They were extremely curious about my childhood, where I came from, how I got here. So things weren't as bad as I thought it would be. You know, one of the fortunate things for me was that I came here to Louisiana. People are very friendly here, so they don't judge you. So that was a good move.
So since your childhood and since you left Iran, how has the country changed, for the better or for the worse?
Well, I have to say that when I moved here, that was almost 40 years ago, so I haven't been back yet. The plan was for me to graduate high school, go to college, and then go back and start my life over there, but that never took place. And it's been 40 years and I haven't been back. So the things that I hear is all through media and my family, my relatives who are still living there. Obviously, the economy is very poor. People are struggling and they're living under dictatorship. So I guess I should say that I'm very fortunate to be here.
And this is pretty much complete opposite from how you grew up there.
Absolutely. What I remember of Iran is totally different of what Iran is right now. It was a great country. It was a fantastic childhood that I had. Now what people tell you about Iran is totally opposite of what I remember. There's no freedom for teenagers or for anyone for that matter. People are scared of the government, and they have to have two or three jobs in order to survive. So it's not somewhere I want to be right now.
Yeah. Well, this last question is a very tough one. If you could go back, you know, your whole life, your whole journey, you know, through your childhood and to this country, and you could do things differently, what would you change?
Well, it is a very tough question to answer because I've been here for 40 plus years. I've been I'm married with two wonderful children, so I would not change that for anything. But I wish that I can take this life that I have right now back there when I was a child, working for the oil company, and raise my children where I was raised with the same situation. That would have been something that I would have really loved to do. And I just wish that at this point, I can get an opportunity to take my two sons back home to just see where I was born and raised.
Yeah, well, let's hope that one day things change in Iran and we can go back and relive, you know, some parts of your childhood that we never got to experience.
Well, I've been hoping for that for 40 years now, so.
All right, well, thanks, Dad, for the interview.
You're welcome.